We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And welcome. Glad you are with me. Hope you are safe. Social distancing. I've got a skeleton crew working here, and I don't even know if they know what's going on, how things are running, but we'll do our best to get through it. I am your host, Bill Pollack. It's great to be with you. Coming up, an interesting show. We've got a couple of guests to help fill the next hour. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. A couple of players are eyeing the NBA. They want to test the NBA waters. We'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about the upcoming football season for K-State and what they're doing from a recruiting standpoint. And then Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, will be with us. Toby has been out of service for a few weeks. He's getting back into it, but had to miss some of the final Sooner basketball calls. We'll catch up with him. We'll talk basketball. Oklahoma had a great run at the end of the year. They were not predicted to be anywhere close to where they finished. They did a great job. And then we'll look at football. We'll look at their quarterback situation, some changes at the running back position, and their schedule, the first seven games through October. I don't know if brutal is the right word, but it's going to be tough. So we'll talk with Toby. You know, it's hard. Let's fire up the music here. It's hard. It's difficult to find the play of the week, but we can still go back to the Big 12 tournament because we had two games from that first night. And so we'll draw one more. I think after this, we'll do the making it look natural. We'll kind of look back on the 2019 season. But we can go back to the Big 12 tournament for sure. We don't need to go as deep. But it is time for our Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer. Your new game day social distancing necessity. Drink it responsibly. All right, we go back to the tournament. Desmond Bain had a pretty good one for TCU, even though they were on the losing end of that game. He was making it look natural. Led all scorers with 25 points, 11 of 21 shooting, including 3 of 8 from the three-point line, throw in 3 rebounds. It was a no-brainer for him.
Nembhard, inbounds, Bane, baseline, jumper good. Desmond, first bucket of the game. Frogs are finally on the board, and it's 6-2 right now. K-State leads. They had a good look at it. Here's Fuller on the run. Fuller leaves for Bane for 3. Desmond got it. And it's 33-25, an 8-point game now with 15:50 to play. Got Xavier Sneed in the air. Now the floater in the lane. Missed it. Rebound short. Follow goes that time. Desmond followed it. Able to put it up and score. And it's 33-30. It's a 3-point lead for Kansas State with 14 minutes left. Desmond at the elbow. Desmond in traffic. Put it off the glass and scored it. 41-39, a 2-point game under 8 minutes to play. Nembhard off of the corner to Desmond for the 3. Got it. Bang gets TCU within 1, 45-44 now.
There we go. The senior from Indiana, 1,784 points, shot over 50% for his career, meant so much to Jamie Dixon and Horned Frog basketball.
He comes up with 9 rebounds, has a slow start, and, you know, finishes down in the second half just making plays and getting guys shots, and, you know, made the big 3 in the at the end there that put us in a good spot. We relied on him, you know, too much, to be honest with you, and tried to get other guys to come along with them, and you know, that's what we tried to do. And I think some guys got better as it went along because they got to play with them and hopefully learned some stuff from them. But you know, we put a lot of new guys out there that hadn't seen Big 12 basketball in their lives, and hopefully they got some good experience and understanding.
No doubts. Jamie Dixon right there. Desmond Bane making it look natural. This season, Natty Light Seltzer's crashing the party hard. Wyatt Thompson next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it,
but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show live. You can download it. This weekend's podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download podcasts, and search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. And joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Wyatt, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Bill. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Yeah, you were on the call of the last Big 12 basketball game played this season.
I've thought about that a couple of different times and just how strange that 48 hours was from the time I left Manhattan and went to Kansas City on Tuesday. Had a little dinner meeting with my Big 12 brethren announcers, and then the two games on Wednesday, and then all of a sudden we're done. And it was really, really strange. But I was thrilled for our guys, as tough a season as it was, and everybody knows from the K-State perspective, it was a long and hard season to win on senior day against Iowa State and win that game. It didn't make everything better, but it made the ending feel just a little bit better.
Yeah, a 53-49 win over TCU, and K-State won a couple of games at the end of the year. They had a winning streak at the beginning of the year. It was the stuff in between. So it was a nice way to kind of finish things. And K-State really hadn't been in a lot of close games or able to win close games. I think they had two of them that they won. That was, well, their third close game. But UNLV early, and then right around the Christmas break, a win at Tulsa. So, yeah, you talk about trying to build some of that momentum for this upcoming season for Bruce Weber. And, you know, we had talked during the season, and, you know, you kind of said this was a bit of a transition year, that they were looking ahead to what they had coming in for 2020-2021.
Well, that's absolutely right. I don't think any of us saw this particular type of season coming. I think most of us were thinking, and I'm talking about almost everybody that covers the league, probably were thinking that K-State could have, if everything played out right, a team that could be in the middle of the pack of the conference, say kind of like what Oklahoma was or what Texas was or something like that. But to struggle like that, and you mentioned the close games, that was the deal, Bill. At the end of the day, try this one on for size. K-State lost 13 games by single digits. So it shows you that they were in a boatload of games. They just didn't win their share. And at the end of the day, there are a multitude of reasons why, but they didn't.
Wow. Boy, that's an interesting stat. I didn't realize. And, you know, when Coach Weber was talking about it, he said, hey, we finally won a close one. I didn't realize there were that many close calls that didn't go their way. Wow. Well, we'll talk a little bit about the players and kind of what they're going to be doing moving forward, and we'll look back at last season. But Coach Weber was planning a trip to Europe for his team, and that's likely going to be postponed. But, you know, why
you know, we talk about football, and we'll get to that here too, but, you know, you think about spring football and then fall camp opens in August, but the summer months for basketball teams, and especially for Coach Weber with what he's got coming in, the summer is very important. So talk about what that does for K-State in particular, with us really not knowing when things are going to resume with the pandemic that's taking place.
Well, it's a great question, Bill. And if you don't mind, I would like to add the spring and the summer together here and give everybody a sense of what it's like, not only for K-State, but a lot of these schools. K-State lost seniors, like most people do. They have had a couple of people already go into the transfer portal, which most people do. So their class right now is five new faces, four high school players who will come in. All are basically top 150 type kids, and obviously we're excited about that. We have a transfer from UTEP that they believe will help a 4-5 combo guy who is 6'9 and really plays hard. Still needs some work on his skill set, but I think he'll help the team. But here's the point of the story. You have K-State and others recruiting what's left of their recruiting class now, and we've set up, as an example, a couple of different on-campus visits for potential players, and they have visits to other schools that they can't take. You have kids now. Let's talk about the remaining kids for a moment that will be back. Most of them, if not all of them now, are at home and working out on their own and doing school basically on their own through, you know, computer help. So it's a remote world we're talking about right now. And football is kind of the same thing. As you know, K-State was supposed to host Big 12 outdoor track this spring. And they have a lot of international athletes that were Olympic hopefuls. That's now off. So everything is different. But what do you do if you're, let's say you're, and I'm talking specifically about a kid, and I can't say his name, but there's a kid in Nebraska who is a high-level four-star kid who can really shoot it that probably 20 teams are after. Put yourself in his shoes for a moment and think, I can't even make a visit to some place that might be my future. That's pretty discouraging.
Yeah, it is.
It's just the truth.
Yeah. It's scary. I mean, you're making a decision sight unseen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this particular case, this kid did visit K-State on an unofficial visit, so maybe they have that going for them. But there are other, you know, pretty good sized schools that are after this kid too. That, I mean, it just is what it is. You have to. If you can't visit, you can't visit. But somewhere down the line, knock on wood, we hope to get back to more of a semblance of the old normal. Let's say it that way.
Yeah, and we're talking with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats here, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoor, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. You know, the transfer portal has become the new thing even before this. But so think about this, just, you know, big picture. You've got these kids that are going to have to make some decisions that, you know, not getting all the information, and that's going to be tough for them to decide. And they may get into situations in schools, not necessarily, you know, K-State, for example, but they may just pick a school across the country and think, boy, you know what, this wasn't the right move for me. That transfer portal could be really full then next year after teams have kind of taken on a kid that hasn't had a chance to maybe, you know, make a full educated assessment of what would be a good fit for him. So,
Let's say you're a player that has 2 years of eligibility remaining, okay, and you are in the transfer portal now. You're wanting to make the absolute best decision humanly possible. You only have 2 years remaining. It'd be different if you were a redshirt freshman, you know what I mean, and you had some time. I mean, this all goes fast anyway, but I'm just trying to convey, I feel for the system right now because it's been hurt by this and been set back by, you know, obviously bigger things than sports with this pandemic. And, you know, there are instances where there just aren't very many answers. And I'm sure for these young people, you only have one shot at it. And to lose these type of opportunities, or potentially lose, is pretty hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a break and come back. We'll continue our conversation with Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, here on the Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Cartier-Jada will test the NBA waters. It's something that he wants to do. I'm hearing that the NBA may not be in his future, but could translate to the pro level. He may get an offer for the G League or playing overseas. What are you hearing? What are your thoughts? And what are the pros and cons of coming back for his redshirt senior year at K-State or doing something like the G League or overseas?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I think there are lots of different ways to attack this. I think what I'll try to do is put myself in his shoes. And I don't like speaking for people, but this is another example of, you know, a kid in a time where maybe this pandemic will limit some of his options. As you said, he wants to test the NBA waters. Is he even going to be able to do that? You know, to me, that's the biggest question at the moment for him. Is he an NBA player? I learned a long time ago, Bill. I've been in broadcasting over 40 years. I don't think the same way, and I don't think most college coaches and people look and think about the NBA the way the NBA looks and thinks about themselves. They see athletes and potential different than we do.
Yeah.
So I think it would be short-sighted for me to say, well, he's not an NBA player. What I do know about Cardi is this. He is a misunderstood kid. In a lot of ways, he is a really, really talented athlete who, frankly, probably doesn't shoot it well enough at this point in his career to be an NBA guy. But I do think he could make a lot of money playing, you know, somewhere else, whether it's the G League or overseas. So, you know, he has decisions to make. I just hope he is allowed to make those short term rather than long term.
That's a great point. Former assistant coach Brad Korn was just named the new head coach at Southeast Missouri State, part of the Ohio Valley Conference. Can you talk about Coach Korn?
I'm really going to miss him. I'll start with that. He is a spectacular young man. He was a very interesting coach for me to deal with because what I saw in Brad was a guy who really knew the game, but had a really, really neat rapport with the players. And there's always a fine line there of being that, you know, one of the guys in charge and yet still, you know, being friendly with the kids and having a good relationship with them. I'm not afraid to sit here and tell you today that, as an example, I thought the friendship that he had, as an example, with Dejuan Gordon was special. And I think K-State will miss that. Brad is a real talented guy, and I think he's wanted to be a head coach for a while, despite still his youthfulness. And I think he'll do well. It's not the easiest of jobs, but hey, if nothing's easy, right? I mean, nothing's easy. It is what you make it, and I think he'll make it into a good gig and he'll move forward from here. But he did a great job in his short time here at K-State.
That's good. Yeah, he's got an uphill battle. SEMO, as they're called, has had two winning records in the last 15 years. It's a tough place. It's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's a couple of hours south of St. Louis. But they gave the last coach, I mean, they do give them time. I think the last coach was there 5 years, so they've got time to try to develop. It is a tough place, but you'll certainly learn the ropes there. There's no doubt. And, you know, you talk about, I think, with coaching in general now, more so than 20, 30 years ago, it's more relationship building and really getting to know the players as opposed to, you know, grinding and, hey, you're running the stairs and you're doing this and this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, kind of that authoritative figure. It's more relationship building now. That can go a long way.
That's perfectly said, because I think you do have to, and that's what I was trying to point out a while ago, you have to have that authoritative part. And yet at some level, you to be able to communicate with them, you know, on their youthful level, you have to have gone through that and been a part of that. And I think that's part of why I mentioned he has the relationship that he has, not just with Dejuan, others certainly, But if I thought I saw something special developing between those two, in terms of they could, you know, Brad could tease him and yet he could get in his face and say, nope, that's not the way we do it here at K-State and those types of things. And I just think Brad is a real gifted young coach. And I mean, everybody that follows a program feels that way about their people, but I'm just telling you, he's a good one, and I think he'll succeed. It'll take some time. You said it's not easy there, but I'm thrilled for him to get the opportunity.
Yeah, let's switch over to football. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, joining us in the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sporting good and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. K-State doing something interesting with their recruiting. Instead of coaches covering certain areas because you can't get out right now, they're focusing more on their position. So each position coach focusing in on their position, and they're going to try to get more recruits during the home games in the fall as opposed to bringing them out in the summer. And from what I've read, you'd much rather would have recruits there with that great atmosphere in Manhattan, Kansas, which sometimes gets overlooked. That could have much more of a pull, and it might be a silver lining in all of this as opposed to having them tour a place when it's empty in June.
Well, I think if I'm being totally blunt, and I think you will understand this when I say it, you really need both of those segments. It's great to have them in the summertime and into the camps and all of that to really get to know the coaches much better. I think when you come during the season, you see exactly what you described and described well, how special game days and some of these places around the league could be. And I believe K-State is one of them. I believe we have a very passionate fan base here and have had for quite some time. The people that love K-State are they are passionate about their university and their school, and that's exactly the way you want it. So, but you do have to have both. But I'm really excited because I do think that this particular staff has done a really nice job of identifying players and communicating with players in the way that most have to do it today through recruiting and social media and all of those types of things. Bill, it's a different world that we live in now when it comes to recruiting these young people. You have to be kind of all things to all kids, and that's not easy either.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. More next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Listen, most of us are working from home, working remotely, hold on a second. Let me check this because I got this email. What are we calling it here at work? WFA, yeah, work from anywhere, right? So we're all WFAing, working from anywhere. But now is the time to hop online. Go to RevealSuits.com because, listen, I'm going to stay optimistic. Sooner rather than later, we'll be back in the workplace. We'll be back with our coworkers. You'll be back on calls. You'll be back meeting with clients, pitching big ideas. Why not look the part? And this would be a great time to maybe upgrade your business apparel. So go to Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, where you can design and choose your own suit from the fabric, the color, the lining, customize your own vents, pockets, buttons, and more. And they fit every garment to your exact measurements, offering up to 35 measurement and suit style options. Reveal Suits can customize any lining for your personalized suit, add your school's logo, your business's logo. Turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. That is Reveal Suits. And we continue now with Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Toby, how you feeling?
I feel good. I feel great. I had a little back procedure before we all went into quarantine mode. So I've been quarantined for about 6 weeks now, and I'm raring. I think I might have been the first person to self-quarantine in America and did it on accident. So I'm dying to get out of the house and call some games, but unfortunately, it's going to be a while, I think.
Well, let's try to have some normalcy here as we kind of look back on Oklahoma sports from the past season, kind of look ahead a bit for a few minutes. I remember early in the basketball season, we talked about Christian Doolittle and Brady Manick and Austin Reeves and that, you know, the offense was going to come from those three. And in fact, they were the best trio in terms of scoring in the Big 12. But you said that if the team was going to exceed expectations of their predicted finish of eighth in the Big 12, others would have to step up. Who were the others for the Sooners this year?
Well, I think it came and went. I think you saw Jamal Bienemy, especially in the second half of Big 12 play, have some big impact games for them. He was not always a big scoring force, although he did have some games in which he hit some big shots, but a real calming, settling point guard who didn't turn the ball over and got them where they were supposed to be. And he's mature beyond his years. I think Davion Harmon, a young freshman, had some big moments, hit some big shots for them. Alondis Williams, the JUCO transfer, had some big moments and big games for them. So they passed it around a little bit. I wouldn't say they consistently found that other contributor, but when they were at their best this year, they had a couple of the big three, if not all of them, clicking, and they were getting some help from one or two of those other guys as well. And I think it made for maybe not a consistent season, but one that exceeded expectations. You know, they were picked 8th in the preseason Big 12 poll, and they were going to be the 3 seed in Kansas City. So not a lot of people knew a lot about this team coming into the season because of so few returners. But I think that Lon Kruger did an outstanding job in the end getting this team to the 3 seed in the Big 12 and undoubtedly would have been an invite to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they really started playing some good basketball down the stretch, too.
Now, the backs were against the wall because they had lost 3 in a row, I believe, with 2 weeks to go in the season. They had 4 games left. They had to play Tech at West Virginia, Texas, and then at TCU, and they won 3 of those 4. The only one they lost was when they lost at the buzzer to Texas. 2 of those wins were on the road. You know how hard it is to get conference road wins. 2 of those wins came against ranked opponents. So it was a tough closing kick, and they came through in the clutch to put themselves in a really good spot going into March Madness.
We're talking with Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. All right, so football, I was looking at the schedule for 2020, and an interesting non-conference schedule. Get to that. I mean, just September 5th, not much of a contest, but taking on Missouri State, and that's the debut of Bobby Petrino. And then you've got Tennessee in the SEC, and then a trip to Army. Just some thoughts on the 3 non-conference games.
Well, each of them, for a different reason, I do think has a level of intrigue about it. And you mentioned the Bobby Petrino factor with Missouri State. That will certainly make some national headlines. Oklahoma and Tennessee have played a couple of times in recent years, one in Knoxville and one in Norman. The game in Knoxville was a double overtime thriller. That was really the coming out party for Baker Mayfield and Lincoln Riley in many respects. And so it's going to be fun to see those two historic programs meet again. And it looked like last year Tennessee kind of turned things in the right direction. They got off to a terrible start, but closed strong and got to a bowl game. And I think Jeremy Pruitt's got things going for them. And certainly they've circled this game as an opportunity to announce that they're back as a powerhouse again. So, you know, it's a Big 12 SEC matchup that'll have a lot of fanfare. And the Army game is interesting because, well, for a couple of reasons. One, the last time they met in Norman was nearly one of the biggest upsets in college football history. And that was another overtime thriller that Oklahoma pulled out, but it was a fantastic football game. Army took a little bit of a step back last year, but they will no doubt be tough. They run the triple option. And for Oklahoma to be going to West Point will be fantastic. I mean, that's going to be so much fun for us to get the experience, the pomp and circumstance of West Point. Mikey Stadium is legendary, and there are Sooner fans who have been talking about this trip for years and years. It's been on the schedule for a long time, and it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to go to Army. And I think the football game will be fun, but everything surrounding it will be unforgettable.
The month of October for Sooner football is incredible. The schedule that's lined up, and we will talk about that next when we come back with Toby Rowland on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Woo!
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack with Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. And Toby, I was looking at 3 of the first 4 Big 12 games are basically the Sooners' marquee matchups. You got a rematch of the Big 12 title game October 3rd against Baylor, the Red River Showdown with Texas, Iowa State on the 17th, and then at home against Oklahoma State. This is going to be a huge test early for Spencer Rattler and the OU offense, right?
I like it. You've already named a starting quarterback for OU. Well,
did I jump the gun a little bit?
That in there. Tanner Mordecai might disagree with you. I don't know. It is an interesting schedule. for a couple of reasons. One is the early Bedlam game. For most of the last decade or beyond, that has been the closing game, the Thanksgiving weekend game for both of their schedules. There's been a couple of exceptions here and there, and here's one this year where they're going to play right in the middle of conference play. And it looks like Oklahoma State is loaded for bear next year. I think they've got a really good chance to be picked second or third probably in that preseason Big 12 poll. They have one of the best wide receivers, Chuba Hubbard, coming back, and Spencer Sanders, their quarterback, got better and better last year. So that'll be fantastic. The other thing is the Texas game and where it falls, and some guys for Oklahoma who are going to have to miss that game because of suspensions they got levied with in postseason last year. Six-game suspensions, and the Texas game is game number 5 of the season. So there'll be some key figures, we assume anyway, like Ronnie Perkins and Ramondre Stevenson, who won't be coming back until after that Texas game, which could be big. But yeah, Baylor's got a new coach. We don't know exactly what they are this year. They lost a lot of senior-laden talent. Iowa State has been a handful for Oklahoma wherever they play them the last couple of years. So you're right, that October schedule, even the game in Fort Worth, OU and TCU have played some humdingers in Norman and in Fort Worth the last few years. So that October run is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and I joke, but talk a little bit about the quarterback battle and how it's how it will change or how it's affected by no spring practice, no spring games, and we're not quite sure how things are going to go leading into fall camp.
Well, it's a great point, especially when you have a youngster like Spencer Rattler, who most are expecting to be the guy. He is a redshirt freshman who has seen very little playing time at college, the college level, and any kind of experience that he could get, practice, spring games, any of that is so valuable. So we'll see how this all plays out, but I do think it throws more uncertainty into the situation because of the lack of spring practice, for sure. I think Rattler's probably going to be the guy. I know Sooner fans assume he's going to be the guy. Tanner Mordecai has played a little bit more than Rattler has, but not a lot in his career. He's been in the system longer. He's talented as well. Rattler just came in with such fanfare. You know, he's a 5-star kid. He was the number one quarterback in the nation. He's got a great name, and Spencer Rattler. I mean, so I think, and when he played last year, when he throws the football, it just looks different. I mean, it's a cannon. He's not a real big guy, but it sizzles out of his hand. He's got some good mobility as well. So I think that's the assumption. I think that'll probably be the case, but certainly more uncertainty gets thrown on it because the schedule's been thrown off.
And then lastly, running back Trey Sermon left, goes to Ohio State. So what's the running back situation? You already talked about Stevenson, the suspension, but what's the running back situation look like after Kennedy Brooks?
Well, that's not what you want for a player. The talent, the resume of Trey Sermon to leave the program.
Yeah,
he's fantastic. It was a surprise, certainly to me, and I think to a whole bunch of Sooner fans. But if it's going to happen at a position that might have been the best possible position from a depth perspective on this football team to lose a guy. Now, I say that hesitantly because every year we see guys get dinged up at running back, and it seems like you're down to your last guy, and that happened last year to Oklahoma. Trey Sermon got hurt, T.J. Pledger got hurt, Marcus Major got hurt, and really Kennedy Brooks was kind of the last guy standing there. Fortunately, Kennedy Brooks is a star, and he's big time, and he's going to be asked to carry a lot of the load. But they got two guys that we've seen a little bit of that are very exciting, T.J. Pledger and Marcus Major, who are going to get a lot more playing time behind him. And they've recruited that position very well, as they seemingly always do. They got another young stud coming in named Seth McGowan that's got a chance to play right away. And like I said, sooner or later, Ramondre Stevenson, who was very good for them last year, is going to be thrown back into the mix as well. So they got a lot of talent at running back, which is probably, frankly, one of the reasons Trey Sermon decided to see if he could find a little bit more playing time somewhere else.
Yeah, well, that's good. I was going to ask you if it was a surprise, and you did. So, yeah, you answered that for me. That was great. Well, Toby Rowland, thanks for all the insights on basketball, football, everything Oklahoma. Appreciate you joining us, and glad to hear that you're doing better. Sorry we missed you in Kansas City.
Well, my pleasure, and I got not much going on right now, so you call me anytime you want.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we're going to be running out of stuff to talk about, so yeah, we'll be in touch real soon. Yeah, exactly. All right, Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners on the Academy Sports at Outdoors Hotline. We've got more next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
All right, back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. And, well, you know, listening to Toby and Wyatt, you just get excited about games coming up in the fall. And I'm trying to remain optimistic that we'll be through this and there will be games. And when there are, don't forget about Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. We're going to be ready to get back in stadiums, get back to watching games, listening to fight songs. Ticketforless.com, and remember to use the Big 12 radio code. So just keep that in the back of your mind as you're getting ready for sports again when we get started back up. Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. The NABC, the National Association of Basketball Coaches, announced their district teams and coaches of the year. District 8, which covers the Big 12. The first team was Devon Dotson and Udoka Azubuike from Kansas, Jared Butler from Baylor, Jamias Ramsey from Texas Tech, and Oscar Sheboy from West Virginia. No issues with that at all. Second team, Tyrese Halliburton, Iowa State, Macy O'Teague of Baylor, Christian Doolittle, we talked about him, from OU, Freddie Gillespie from Baylor, and Desmond Bain from TCU. And the coach of the year, Scott Drew from Baylor. They had a remarkable season there. A couple of other notes here. We'll talk about K-State since we had Wyatt on. Steve Stannard has been hired as the linebackers coach for Chris Klieman. That announcement came down on Monday. 30 years of coaching experience, 20 seasons worth of experience as a defensive coordinator. And Stannard comes to K-State after spending the last 3 years as the defensive ends coach at Syracuse. And he got his coaching career started at Nebraska following his playing days there with the Huskers. And he actually worked with Klieman at North Dakota State in 2012 and 2013. When he was handling the Bison linebackers. So a nice addition there for his staff. Over the last two seasons, while leading the Orange, their edge rushers, Syracuse produced 56 takeaways and held a plus 22 turnover margin during that span. So good news for K-State and their defense. All right, I want to thank my guest again, Toby Rowland. Nice to see that he's back on the mend, our voice for the Oklahoma Sooners, and then, of course, Wyatt Thompson from K-State. Appreciate them being on the show. We will be back next week. More good stuff. Appreciate you listening every week, and we'll get through this tough patch and get ready for football in the fall. I am Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.